Mark, must be about an hour after the final whistle. Your thoughts on tonight's epic game here in Baku?
Obviously disappointed, devastated probably, would be a better word. And in the change rooms, the same in there, it's quiet, and we come close, but we just made a few wee mistakes here and there, and you got punished at this level. But I left my heart and soul and everything in between out in the pitch, and every one of my teammates were the same. And you know, I'm very proud to have been involved in the journey it has been since it started in the Faroes. I want to take the opportunity now to thank my teammates and the staff, and especially the supporters. Through you know, some of the backing we've got at Windsor Park there over the summer has been incredible, and I'm just disappointed we couldn't give them another couple of games, but it's done now, and we'll have to come in next week and then prepare for a big game in the league.
There was bodies on the line there at times tonight. They were that good, and they were passing it, and they were trying to pull. But people like yourself and Jimmy, the rest of the defence, you know, there was real, you know, and last week at Windsor mm-hmm. Park as well, it was real heroic defending stuff, wasn't it?
Look, they're a class team. Like, you know, the way they pass the ball and move the ball, they've good players all over the pitch, and everybody to a man really had to work hard tonight to keep us in the game. And I thought Rowan Ferguson made a couple of great saves to keep us in the game as well. Like, we surrendered possession tonight, but we had chances on the counter, just we half chances here and there, and maybe with a wee bit more care in the passes we might have got in. But that's just the way it panned out for us, unfortunately.
And this is a team that's used to playing in the group stages. I think they've done it maybe 4 or 5 years in a row. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of push them, mm-hmm. you know, to the last whistle, you mm-hmm. know, when they were hanging on. And, you know, let's be honest, they celebrated, you know, as if, you know, they'd achieved something magnificent and beaten us here tonight.
Okay, no, like it's I suppose you could say it's a bit of a consolation prize, you know, to see the way they supported or the way they celebrated at the end of the match. But, you know, we're still at the final whistle, we're still devastated, because, you know, I just feel, you know, maybe a wee decision here or there, or, you know, a right pass here or there would have made all the difference maybe the night, but unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be, Andy.
What was that occasion like? I mean, we've talked about the history, you know, what we've achieved, how far we've come, but, mm-hmm. you know, tonight was a game in a magnificent stadium, mm-hmm. in a magnificent city, you know, with a hostile crowd mm-hmm. Making a hell of a lot of noise. You know, what was it like to be out there in the middle of that?
Once, like, I was really nervous in the build-up to the game yesterday. Like, it felt like a long day for me personally. Just been away from home and that, and different surrounds and stuff, and the pressure of the game. But I had a really good sleep last night, and I felt good this morning, and I was looking forward to the game. And when you're in the change room, you just want the game to start. And when the first whistle went, I felt comfortable, and I felt, you know, as if I belonged out there with the rest of the boys. And it was just a pity to concede so early, but it was a really, really good move by them. You know, they just pass and move the ball really well and make it look simple probably at times. I know the supporters at home probably thinking, you know, we could have done better, but it just happens that quickly with them class of players. And your boy, the fella, has finished the chance off really well. But we dug deep. Like, you know, we showed a lot of character to keep them out then for 80 odd minutes and have a few half chances of our own, and then to concede with a big long ball over the top. But it's so late on, it just was a bit of a sucker punch for us.
There's a lot of discipline, a lot of composure, mm-hmm. a lot of professionalism, a lot of keeping our shape, you know, a lot mm-hmm. of, you know, defending when they had the ball. I mean, there's a lot of positives to take out of that performance tonight.
Look, there's no doubt, like as the manager said before in one of his interviews, that, you know, to a team, when you play a team of that quality, sometimes you have to surrender possession and just get into a shape and be hard to break down and try and hit them on the counter attack. And we weren't good enough tonight to get Shane Lavery away to give him that chance. And the one chance that obviously did get the ball dropped to him, he put it in the back of the net, and it's just a pity we couldn't have created another one or two for him.
I would guess we will emerge from tonight's experience and the last few weeks' experience a stronger, you know, physically and mental team going ahead into the rest of this campaign.
Yes, like obviously we're all flat in there at the minute, but, you know, as the manager says and Ross said in there, you know, they want us to pick ourselves up now on Monday and go hammering togs Monday night at training and be all guns blazing then on Saturday against Cliftonville. It's going to be a tough match, but, you know, next game for Linfield is always the biggest one, and our next big game now is Cliftonville, sadly.
European games, joint top, two legends at the top of the leaderboard, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like Jamie's a club legend. He's a testimonial. I was lucky enough to play in the testimonial against Glasgow Rangers, and it's a privilege to share a pitch with him. He'll go down as one of the greats at the football club, and you know, to play 36 games in Europe for Linfield, for a club of the stature of Linfield as well, for all them players that have come and gone when he's been there in the middle of the pitch, is a credit to him.
And I know I speak for everyone at the club, you know, the board, and especially the supporters back home, you know, how proud we are of what we've achieved, not just tonight, but, you know, from the Spanish camp, from Rosenberg to the Faroes, to Montenegro, to tonight, where, sadly, the journey ends, but heads held high.
Yeah, like, we're very proud of what we achieved, and, you know, on behalf of the players, I just want to thank the football club for giving us a chance and sending us away to Marbella and getting a good pre-season and against good sides as well, friendly games in Windsor, and we were well prepared coming into the European run, and I'm just devastated that it's ended here tonight in Baku, because I just thought maybe we had a wee chance.
Well done, Mark, and hard luck.
Thanks, Andy. Cheers.